It was 20 years ago. Angela was 19. Her mother's little angel. Pure light, the sweetest form of perfection. Her mother was very protective of her. Loving her so much, proving that she must be perfect. I was 53 years old then. I looked into her eyes, and I knew that nobody knew me as well as she did. She was my twin flame, the other half of my brain, the only true one for me. The only reason we didn't stay together then, after those first few minutes, when she helped me with a healing in that church, was because of Sherry. I'd left my wife and kids for Sherry. Sherry never did say much to me. And she'd sued her employer for sexual harassment over my staring. She demanded $2 million. I told her attorney that I loved her. I gave him permission to tell the court. But she lost. Because it had been 7 years ago. By then. 7 years into the 29 years, I waited for Sherry. Loving her all the time, talking to her in my mind. I know that Angela understood that I had to keep waiting for Sherry. Even though we never talked about it aloud. And now, Angela is loving me in my mind. We understand all about each other. Needing only telepathy, nothing else. She is coming to marry me next summer. She says we'll combine our incomes so I can stop working
for Don.
She says I can live in her house. And that she will take care of me. She says she will leave her husband for me.
Even though there is nothing wrong with their marriage.
Because our love is so perfect, so harmonious. She will simply leave without telling him why.
Doris, without ever telling her why.
I love her for being like me. My twin flame. I love that I know all about her. Even though it was 20 years ago when we got together. My silly friend,
who doesn't know anything,
says that the voice I talk to is lying. That anybody can lie in telepathy just for the joy of feeling loved for a while.
It's not true, though.
My twin flame soulmate, Angela, will be here soon. So very soon, loving me, taking care of me, and I love her so much. I don't need anyone but Angela
ever again.
She'll be here soon. She tells me so every day.
In my mind.
My friend said I should find her through that church. Find out if it's really her. But Angela said she would take care of everything, and that I don't have to worry about that. I don't have to worry about anything. Angela said she would take care of everything. She'll be here soon. She tells me so every day. In my mind.